This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Dozens of people were killed and many more were wounded after five gunmen wearing camouflage opened fire on spectators at a concert venue near Moscow with automatic weapons, according to Russia's FSB security service. Trevor Coral from Reuters reports.
Dozens of people have been killed and many more wounded by gunmen at a Moscow-area concert venue, Russia's security service said. Eyewitness video obtained by Reuters from the Crocus Concert Hall showed several gunmen firing inside the venue, with people lying on the ground. It was not immediately clear who the gunmen were, but the Islamic State posted a message on its Telegram channel claiming responsibility. Heavy gunfire can be heard ringing through the venue in this video recorded by a witness taking cover. Outside the building, flames rose into the sky as emergency vehicles arrived. The shooting took place as Soviet-era rock group Picnic was about to perform.
Trevor Coyle from Reuters. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Friday that an offensive on the southern Gaza city of Rafah would risk, quote, further isolating Israel and damage its long-term security. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Secretary of State Blinken told reporters Friday that the U.S. shares Israel's goal of defeating Hamas, but he said the ground operation in Rafah is not, in our judgment, the way to achieve it.
A major military ground operation in Rafah is not the way to do it. It risks killing more civilians. It risks wreaking greater havoc with the provision of humanitarian assistance. It risks further isolating Israel around the world and jeopardizing its long-term security and standing.
Speaking as he departed Israel, Blinken said he had candid conversations, referring to meetings with officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
This is VOA News. House Speaker Mike Johnson faces threat of ouster from Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Johnson is now facing the same political dynamic that removed the last speaker, Kevin McCarthy. Far-right conservatives upset over a compromise with Democrats to prevent a federal government shutdown. This time, Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene has filed a motion to vacate the chair.
The clock has started. It's time for our conference to choose a new speaker.
Unlike McCarthy's historic ouster, this effort has less GOP support. Democrat Jamie Raskin says this is House Republicans doing what they do best,
which is cannibalism.
Some Republicans worry colleagues fed up with the infighting might vote to make top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries the speaker. Karine Jean-Pierre says the White House is staying out of it.
Get your popcorn, sit tight. Watch what's happening.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
UN officials say more than 33,000 people have fled Haiti's capital in a span of nearly 2 weeks as gangs continue to pillage homes and attack state institutions. A new report from the UN's International Organization for Migration found that the majority have traveled to Haiti's southern region. It is generally peaceful compared with Port-au-Prince, which has an estimated population of 3 million and remains largely paralyzed by gang violence. Scores of people have been killed and some 17,000 people overall left homeless since the gang attacks began on February 29th. Trump's social media company approved to go public, potentially netting the former president billions. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The parent company of Donald Trump's Truth Social is being merged with Digital World Acquisition Company, a publicly traded shell company. The former president's stake in the deal could be about $3 billion. He owns 79 million shares that currently trade around $42 each. Trump is currently facing a large court judgment in his civil fraud trial, nearly $500 million. Digital World Acquisition notes that Trump would be entitled to vote in his own interest, and that may not always be in the interest of all shareholders. And there's an expectation the social media platform will continue to operate at a loss. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The White House says President Joe Biden plans to host Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani next month. The visit comes as the countries hold formal talks about winding down the mission of a U.S.-led military coalition formed to fight the Islamic State group in Iraq. The two nations have a delicate relationship due in part to Iran's considerable sway in Iraq, where a coalition of Iran-backed groups brought al-Sudani to power in October 2022. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.